Now, this episode is brought to you by We're Making Our Own Words.
By Duolog.
Welcome to the Snapshot series,
a collection of minisodes with the best and brightest moments from the Zooming In podcast.
They will leave you informed, inspired, and entertained in 15 minutes or less.
We know you're busy. We know you're climbing the ladder and chasing your dreams. So we wanted to bring you something that you can fit in on your commute to work, your afternoon coffee break, or somewhere in between.
Think of it as just a taste. If you want to hear more, and I know you do, then find the show notes of your preferred podcast player so you can binge that full episode. We get it. If you're living your life and you have a lot to do,
let's get to the snapshot.
So actually, though, today we're going to play a little game.
So Table Topics is just a fun game, kind of like in middle school when you would text your friends and play 21 questions. Really thought-provoking, silly, sometimes deep questions that challenge you to think and scrap the surface-level bullshit, which is what we do all the time here at Zooming In. This is great for road trips. I challenge you to try and answer these questions for yourself as we go through, but I think we're all going to learn a lot about each other today and our perspectives, so that's exciting.
So tell me all the things about Brooke Garrison that nobody else knows.
Yeah, that's literally that was his opening line for me.
Throwback. Oh. Throwing it back. Okay, So, Brooke, you asked the first question.
What is the most desirable trait another person can possess? Ooh.
What is the most desirable trait another person can possess? I think self-awareness is one of the most important things because I think if you know yourself extremely well, and you know how you relate to other people, how you react in certain situations, then you go about life with definitely a more positive energy, mm-hmm. because I always feel very inspired by somebody who knows themselves super well. Like, for example, maybe it's a good friend, and you get into a little bit of an argument, and they say, I know this is how I react. I just need to go and take a drive for 10 minutes mm-hmm. and come back and I'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Like someone who knows themselves well enough to know how they can bring themselves back after having an extreme emotional response, I think is a fantastic trait.
I love that. That's such a refreshing kind of friendship and relationship to have with somebody when it's like, hey, I know I'm going to get a little bit upset by this and I apologize in advance and like, here's how I'm going to handle it. I think that's great.
Yeah, I don't even think they have to apologize for it necessarily.
No, just like it's more acknowledging
it. It's just more of someone who acknowledges it right and then knows what they need to do next. And what they do next is usually for their own best interest, which is fine because I think that part of self-awareness is realizing there are times when you need to be selfish mm-hmm. and do things just for yourself and for nobody else. But mm-hmm. if you're taking care of yourself first, then you're opening yourself up to do the right things for other people. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a snowball effect of positivity, as it were. Mm-hmm.
I think mine kind of falls on a similar leaf of the tree where it's like, I think one of the most desirable things someone can do is be secure enough in themselves that they don't need to dim somebody else's light to shine. I think it's so important that like people are supportive of one another, especially in like friendships and relationships, and that they want everybody to feel like a star, essentially, and know that they're perfectly good on their own and they don't need to tear anybody else down. I think those kind of empowering relationships are really special. So,
yeah, there's something to be said for someone who is aspiring to be the best that they possibly can be. And there's always, there's really two ways you can do that. You can just simply do your best work and put yourself in situations where you're doing your best work, or you could try and tear down other people's, let's say you're trying to build the biggest building. Mm-hmm. You can either just build the biggest building or you could tear other people's buildings down. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great way that Gary Vaynerchuk phrases this whole concept. That's where I remember it from. So you can put energy into bringing others down, or you can just mm-hmm. build yourself up tenfold.
Yeah.
And I think that speaks mountains about a person's true intent and motivation mm-hmm. in life.
I agree. And like my pageant coach, Jules Meyer, always told me growing up, don't look right, don't look left, compete forward and only against yourself. And when you go into anything in life with that mindset, like, it's amazing the communities that you'll make, even in highly competitive environments, like whether you're at a career showcase or competing for a pageant, like when you're secure enough in who you are that it's like somebody else is equally qualified and amazing too, and that's perfectly okay, and I'm going to support them either way because whatever's meant for me is meant for me and whatever's not is not. And I think that's really cool. And there's another quote that I love, and it's losers focus on winners, winners focus on winning. And I love that because if you're too busy looking at the person next to you in that lane, they're obviously going to go faster than you. So staying focused, I think it's important to know what competition is out there and to know like if there's areas that you need to improve on and look at that humbly, but also you can look at that humbly without tearing down other people as well.
What does your joy look like today?
Oh my God. That's interesting. So I'm in a really interesting place in my life right now because I'm just closing out a really big chapter of my life, graduating. So I think joy to me was the other night I threw a party, and I've never been much of an event planner, but I'm so thankful that I met a community in college that are very welcoming and inclusive. And it's just like, you could dance like a freaking idiot and we're going to cheer you on anyways. Like there's no judgment, just like open arms all around. And so I think my joy was just having all of my different friends that I've met throughout the last 4 years kind of come together in one place, some that I'd never even met before, and just like really hit it off, and being able to throw on Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody. If you know me, you know that is my jam. Like it is my song. Like even
can
my
confirm.
Yeah, like can literally confirm. Literally my 21st birthday was themed after that. But I think my joy was just kind of being around everybody like that. I am an INFP personality type, or I was going into college, and I slowly transitioned into an ENFP, which means that I went from an introvert to an extrovert. And I think that's so true because when you're surrounded by the right people, they bring out that part of you. And I love what I found here, the friendships that I found here, and the person that they've brought out of me. It's like the person that I've always wanted to become. So I think that's pretty... that would describe my joy right now. Like I keep thinking about that night and I just smile.
Brooke throws great parties. I want to put that out there. Can't confirm that she throws great parties. And yeah, didn't understand the whole Whitney Houston thing, but I do now. I do now.
Oh my gosh. Your turn.
Okay. What does my joy look like today? It's a very interesting way to phrase that type of a question, which is why I think it makes it a little bit more difficult to answer. Joy to the world. Just kidding. It's the holiday season, so I've got all these holiday songs in my mind. My joy today, being able to do what I want to do with the people I want to do it with.
Mm-hmm.
The freedom to do what I want to do and spend the time with people I want to spend time with, I think that there is that cannot be overstated, because in different facets of, or I guess different chapters of life, you have certain obligations, or at least the way that I was raised, you are, right, we go through this educational system that takes up the majority of our time from age 6 to 22, 24, whatever, you know. It's not a set number of years for every person, but it's, and then you have, and so you have all that schoolwork that takes up that time. So you have to be very, I guess, selective about what you do with that additional time that you're not in class, that you're not focused on that. When you get a job, it's okay, now you're working in a job. If that's the route you decide to go, then it's how are you spending the additional time? And I think that if we can find a happy medium between doing what we need to do and doing what we want to do, and ultimately finding ways where we could do more of what we want to do
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I think that's the key to happiness, and that's the key to joy.
I agree. And I think with us being like, you know, 23, 22, wait, you just turned 24, didn't you?
I did.
Okay. I thought so. We're fact checking. Okay. but like just being in our young 20s, you have to realize that like these are your years to kind of be sort of selfish. And I don't know, lately, as I've been doing reflecting, there's so much pressure, especially when you're a teenager and stuff too, to do things just because other people are doing them. And it's like, now that I'm older and I don't really give a shit, it's like, well, like, if this isn't going to bring me joy, and if this is bringing me more stress, then why am I going to go do it? Like, I'm going to go do something else. So, yeah, that's pretty cool when you get to that level of like self-awareness where you're like, yeah, you know, that might be cool for you guys, but I'm gonna sit that one out.
I think that not giving a shit is extremely underrated.
When is it time to stop calculating risk and rewards and just do what you know is right? Ooh, kill him.
I think that it really depends on what you're calculating the risk on. It depends on how much time you have, what resources are at your disposal, as it were. But I know from, let's take an example of, let's say, to start a creative project or to not to start a creative project. You might say, oh, so the risk is it takes time. I might put something out there that people don't enjoy, that doesn't take hold. There might be some people who write hateful stuff about it. That's always going to be a risk whenever you're putting yourself out there in anything that you do. It could be creative, but it could be maybe you're going after that dream job at that company in the big city that you really want to move to. And it's just, you have to put your best foot forward. And the risk might be that they may not give you that job.
Mm-hmm.
It has almost always worked out for the better that I just went for it, even knowing that what's on the other side is uncertain. And with uncertainty brings things like fear and questioning and our own mental self-image into question sometimes, depending on what it is. But I think it's important to take risks, because ultimately with high risk comes a high potential for reward.
Mm-hmm. I agree. We don't play small here at Zooming In, for sure. I know I have a different outlook on this question.
Okay.
Essentially, like, it's great that you provided like a life and business side, but when I read this, I automatically think of like relationships and shooting your shot. I'm typically the mom friend, the therapist friend. And something that my roommate told me that I think is really important, it's like, does it pass the 5-year test? So if you're heavily considering something and you're like, is this still going to bother me 5 years from now? Like, is this still going to be relevant? Or if things were exactly how they were 5 years from now, would you be happy? And are you just waiting for things to change? And I think that's really important to consider if you're debating on shooting your shot. But also, it's just like, if you know that 5 years from now, 3 months from now, you're going to be sitting there and regretting and wishing you said something, I think there's something so powerful about owning your feelings and your truth and your experience, because no one can take that away from you and no one can tell you that that's not your experience. And I think we're so used to kind of like shying away from that out of fear. But I think stepping into that is really like, if anything, you're going to be at peace.
If you're sitting there thinking about, and I think the concept of relationships is a perfect example for something like this.
Mm-hmm.
If you are debating on asking that person out, right? For example, it's something that you should absolutely go for it, because sometimes you might be surprised and it may actually work out.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that other person has never thought about
mm-hmm.
that, but now that you say it, it starts them and they start thinking about it. Who knows what the reaction is going to be? And I think that the uncertainty, while yes, it's scary and we don't want to be rejected, because we look at rejection as such a negative thing, but there's thinking about it as rejection, and then there's also the fact that it is a redirection.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimately, we can get lost in playing the games of relationship all day, right? It's mm-hmm. the, you go out with someone and you wait a couple of days to call them or mm-hmm. to text them because you don't want to appear too eager, even though deep down you actually had a fantastic time
mm-hmm.
and you can't wait to tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to realize that if you show and are your honest and most genuine self to that person and they don't like that, then you found out that that's not the right person for you.
# thank you next. Definitely. I think no rejection is worse than regret. All right, everybody. I hope that you enjoyed our new snapshot series. There's a lot more where that came from. We're so thankful to have you here on the podcast. If you listen, let us know what you think. Follow us on Instagram at Zooming In Podcast. Connect with us on the Anchor app, and don't be afraid to send us a voice memo. We would love to feature a suggestion, a shout out, or any feedback you have in our future episodes. Thanks for tuning in to Zooming In, and we'll see you in the next snapshot.